You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, first and foremost, I have to give a shout out to, so far, the only content creator who actually covered this particular article, and that would be General Tito. Now, for those of you who don't know, this man is just like me in his video style. He is raw, uncut, and unapologetic with how he talks about his topics. Big shout out to that brother. And I have to give a shout out to Multi Awesomeness for sending me this particular article. Now, he wanted it to be an HMT. Normally, it would be an HMT. However, with what's currently going on in regards to the Passport Brothers, I'm not going to make this an HMT. However, I'm going to make it an impregnable shield for the Passport Brothers. And I will get into it later. Gentlemen, as you know, I do not play racial politics because race has always been one of the easiest ways to keep us men divided and fighting amongst each other. This particular case, I'm going to make an exception. Now, there's a channel out there called Beautiful Lies, and El Guapo, who is the host of the channel, recently put out a live stream wherein something that I'm starting to see bubble to the surface, there was a white guy who started coming at the Passport Brothers using the same talking points that black women are using. Yeah, I find that extremely disturbing. However, I'm going to give my thoughts as to why I'm starting to see white guys start to come at the Passport Brothers after I'm done with this article. So let me go ahead and dive into this article that was published on the 2nd of February. Franklin Mann deleted DJ girlfriend in Colombia, stuffed her body into a suitcase. Yeah. All of this smoke about what the Passport Brothers could potentially do, yet there's been not a single content creator besides General Tito and myself that are actually reporting on something that actually did happen. Selective outrage, anyone? A Franklin man is accused of deleting his girlfriend, a popular DJ in Colombia, at an Airbnb and stuffing her body inside of a suitcase before trying to flee the country. The body of Valentina Tres Palacios, 21, was found in a blue suitcase wrapped in tape and thrown into a dumpster near an airport in Colombia's capital city of Bogota, the New York Post reported. It was determined that Tres Palacio, who was a popular DJ with 16,000 followers on Instagram, was terminated via quote-unquote mechanical asphyxia or strangulation. Scum, whose name I'm not going to say, the 35-year-old boyfriend of Tres Palacios, had met her on a dating app last year, left Colombia for Panama days before her body turned up, prosecutors say. Police say the woman's body was found by a homeless man looking for scraps. Scum was arrested on the 24th of January as he was about to board a flight to Montenegro, a country that does not have an extradition agreement with Colombia or the United States. Well. Scum, who was said to be married with three kids, reportedly told police he was fleeing the country to escape from a drug cartel and says the cartel is responsible for the death of Tres Palacios. This man does not know. He just signed his death warrant by trying to blame the cartel for the actions that he took. In his mugshot, a visible scratch can be seen on his face. And El Pais reported that Tres Palacios' family said that he was quote unquote jealous and controlling and hired a private investigator to track her movements last year. Scum has been charged with aggravated femicide. My. Now, we see all of the TikToks. We see all of the videos. We see all of the detractors putting out as much social media as they can, trying to demean and denigrate the small number of Passport Brothers. Gentlemen, this is where I'm definitely going to request that you post this link under all of those videos. I find it very interesting, the selective outrage. These women are putting out all sorts of hit pieces about what the Passport Brothers might do, but yet we have someone who actually deleted somebody and there's no coverage. Yeah. Even the guy that El Guapo did the video about kept talking about Colombia. Yet there's nothing to be said about this. Now, I'm going to say this, and you guys, I don't think you're going to disagree with me. If this had been a black man that did this, black women would be all over social media sharing this. I'm not lying. As a matter of fact, there was a video that O'Shea Duke Jackson recently put out about a female who I'm not going to name, but she's a content creator, who literally dug up the tweets of Tyree Nichols from over 10 years ago and said, oh, he made anti-black woman statements. Therefore, black women should not support him. Black women are the only group of women that do this, that do not let the dead rest in peace. But I just find it very ironic. Once again, these women have so much time to dig up anything that makes black men look bad. However, an article like this, which is very recent, they got no smoke for. None of the Passport detractors have any smoke for this article. And we know why. Once again, I'm going to say it because it was a white guy that did it. Oh, you want something else? Yeah, there was a German guy, I believe, over in the Philippines who actually did, you know, have relations with an underage Filipina. Ironically, no one's talking about that either. Yeah, once again, selective outrage. Selective outrage. Now, in regards to why this particular white guy and more are starting to come at the pass, poor brothers, we know why. Financial gain, period. Financial gain, nothing more, nothing less. Now, when it comes to the black male passport detractors, it's a combination of financial gain and potentially panty sniffing. Nothing more, nothing less. Yeah. Women in general, black women in particular, have no problems paying to be told what they want to hear. Everybody knows this. Everybody. However, those lies, they only work in Western countries, which is why you're starting to get so many foreign women clapping back. And it is beautiful. It is truly beautiful. Hell, I'm even seeing Chinese women clapping back. You know it's crazy when you have Chinese women defending the passport, brothers. Yeah. Yeah. The world truly knows and the world truly sees. But yeah, all in all, gentlemen, please share this article. Share it. Post the link. Because it is absolutely ridiculous that they're trying to keep a small group of black men locked into a country when the world is open. And we know the real reason why they're trying to keep these black men here. Because these black men are taking their resources elsewhere. And yes, black men can go to other countries and actually set up roots. I know of a few black men over in Japan that have set up businesses before and after I retired from the Navy. So yeah, can women do that? I'm not going to say they can't, but the odds are they're not. But it is what it is. We know the real reason why, and most people are too cowardly to just come out and speak the truth. But that's another video for another time. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Get the estranged wife's point of view about her husband. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. And please spread this article wherever you can. Because this article right here is an impregnable shield for the Passport Brothers. Hell, share it with the Passport Brothers so they can put it out. And for you Western women, you black women in particular, the power that you think you have has gone out via social media, via people actually seeing the truth, via people knowing what your actual motives are. Feminism and the idea that men, particularly black men, are going to continue to just accept you and all your crap, that's gone out right along with it. Why? Because guess what? More and more people around the world have social media. They see the truth. They see what the American black man has to go through. And they're saying, yep, you know what? You don't want them, we'll gladly take them. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.